PanAfricare will continue in many ways the mission of Africare. It will assume responsibility for managing all of our wonderful programs on the continent. Just in this past year alone, in 2019, Africare served over a million people, farmers, children, women, youth, patients in a variety of different areas. PanAfricare will continue to do that. It's going to be working initially in seven countries. That would include Burkina Faso, Angola, Chad, Kenya, Zimbabwe, Senegal, and will continue to do some of the work that Africare has done there.
When you say that PanAfricare is or will be an autonomous Africa-based and led international organization, what exactly do you mean?
The one big difference is PanAfricare will be headquartered in Dakar, Senegal. So the huge difference is that we are moving management control and direction of the organization to the continent itself. That is in keeping with lots of trends where many organizations are, quote, going local. We believe that not only is it time to do that, but we have developed over the years of Africare's existence many development professionals who can handle these programs. We have wonderful country directors and staff in all of the countries that we work in now, and they are able to carry forth these programs. What that will help us to do is save some money. We don't have to support a U.S.-based operation that goes away. We are local. We are closer to the people that we serve in terms of management, direction, and control. Africare was founded to improve the lives of Africans. PanAfricare will do likewise. In addition, one of the core values we have is that we design our efforts in concert with the people we serve, that solutions to problems are mainly local, and that we will continue to pay attention to a local approach to solving problems. That's one of our core values. We also believe that Africans serve Africans.
Mr. Malo, what would be the main source of funding for PanAfricare? As I was telling you, as a young reporter, we used to cover Africare's annual fundraising dinner here in Washington.
I don't know what the leadership of PanAfricare will decide to do to supplement its income from its projects. Obviously, they will continue to compete for grants from multilateral organizations such as the World Bank, such as the Global Fund. They'll continue to compete for USAID and grants from the United States and other European countries. The Grand Challenges grants, as well as from foundations, from the Gates Foundation, Dangote Foundation, and other places. We have created also a Friends of PanAfricare organization based here in the United States, which we hope, when fully launched, will be used to raise money for organizations who share the mission of Africare.